The Philadelphia School District comes up against a wall of resistance in Logan. At a fiery meeting last evening, parents of students at J. Cook Elementary staunchly criticized the district's plan to convert their school into a charter. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, parents were also upset about the way the district staged the meeting.
As Home and School Association President, Deborah Azur has worked for years to improve Cook Elementary for her two seventh grade children. Last week, though, she felt betrayed.
We got this notice stating that they want to turn the school into a charter, and that was like a real kick in the face. And that kind of hurt.
Last Thursday, the district announced a set of sweeping proposals that would affect 15 schools and 5,000 students. Moves that include new school openings, closings, and district-led and charter conversions. Cook is one of three district elementary schools that Superintendent William Height has tapped to become a neighborhood-based charter starting next year. Leaders cite declining test scores and poor school culture as key pieces of rationale. Similar reasons were given when leaders proposed closing the school in 2012. Assistant Superintendent Randy Davia led the district's presentation.
And now we sit here several years later with similar concerns and even more declining academic and safety issues.
Many parents argue that Cook could rebound under district control if given a strong leader and enough resources to support teachers. I talked about this with Denise Roby, who has a fifth grader at the school.
If the charter can do a better job for your kid, why does it matter?
How can you say that?
Which, I'm just saying hypothetically.
Well, hypothetically, no, because the same resources or the money they got, they can give it to the kids that's in Plubbock.
Parents complained that the school district had set them up for failure by installing what they perceived to be a weak school leader in recent years. This year's new principal has created a much better culture in the school, they say. Parent Renita Brown has a seventh grader.
What is there right now is good enough for my child. What was there previously is not good enough.
As the meeting grew more heated, Assistant Superintendent Davia hoped to steer parents towards common ground.
Everyone in this room wants the same thing, and that's what we have to remember, right? What do we want? We want a great school charter.
Some parents voiced distrust of charters, fearing their children would be pushed out if they fell behind academically or committed disciplinary infractions. Davia promised that all current students would be accepted by the charter provider and pointed to the success that most of the 20 existing Renaissance charters have had improving academics and culture. Unlike the last time the district proposed charter conversions, this time parents will not be able to vote to accept or reject the charter, as two school communities did in spring 2014. A few parents will be chosen to sit on a committee that will choose which charter operator should take over, but not whether a charter should take control. This information, though, was not explicitly communicated to parents at Tuesday night's 90-minute meeting. Many left still thinking they would have a larger say in the matter. I informed Renita Brown of these details as parents filtered out.
No, it was not at all communicated that way. I'm very, very enraged, and I got a lot of praying to do.
Brown was also livid during the event about the way the district advertised the meeting, which only attracted about a dozen parents of the 400-some students who attend Cook. District leaders purposely omitted the meeting's address from the letter it mailed to parents that alerted them of Height's plan. To find out the details, parents were supposed to call a special hotline, leave a message, and then wait for a call back from a district staffer. Brown said many parents assumed the meeting would be held in the school's auditorium. Instead, it was held at a nearby church, and there were no signs or banners outside to help people find the location. Brown, a breast cancer survivor who suffers from a sometimes debilitating case of fibromyalgia, took it upon herself to alert the community of the details that the district withheld.
No address on there. So therefore, I, out of my own pocket money, got fluorescent color poster boards, taped it around poles and trees, and posted it all around the gates of the school so the parents could know, you understand, to come to this location.
The district said it withheld the location information in hopes of attracting a small group of parents, not teachers upset about potentially losing their jobs, to have an intimate dialogue. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.